Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. I am Kelly Fox. And I am excited to be here. We are talking step five, accountable. And tonight, we're going to be talking about how when we are accountable to ourselves, it is a big confidence booster. So let's get started. And we do that by introducing my beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
I am doing well. It's wonderful to be here, and I'm so glad that we have our good friend Janet Renner with us tonight.
Terry,
I'm so excited.
You just stole my thunder again.
Sorry.
You are not.
Oh, maybe not.
So glad to have you. Anyway, yes, we are excited to have back on the show with us Janet Renner, one of our very favorite coaches.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. I love being on the show.
We love having you. We are glad that we were able to get you into the lineup and back on.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. You guys
Janet, why don't... Huh? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you guys are just rocking it. It is, you know, it's hard to even get on your show anymore. Awesome. Good for you guys.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Since it's been a little while since you've been on, please reintroduce yourself to our audience. Let them know who it is that you support. And then also just go right on ahead and tell us, what does being accountable mean to you?
Mm. I am Janet Renner. There you go. I am a fearless living coach and trainer, just like these lovely ladies. And I serve. Wow, what people do I serve? I serve those that come into my world that I'm meant to serve. How's that for being
mm-hmm.
vague?
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. I like it.
Yeah, it's like I don't limit it. And instead I expand it, being willing to expand. And never quite knowing how that's going to show up each day, and it does. And I love
mm-hmm.
that. Having that open heart.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so, yeah. So I love that. And having that open heart as I go into accountability. Like, in order to be accountable, I have to be willing to open my heart to invite that accountability in.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, it's funny because when I do that, then all of a sudden things show up. You know, like to help hold me to my my intention, my sight on having an open heart to being able to grow and expand more than I had imagined. And I can only do that by opening up so that to allow in whatever the universe is going to send to me in order to help me
mm-hmm.
help keep me on that path. And I've had a few things do that of late, like just this year. What, we're how many days into this year? Not that many.
Mm-hmm. Not that many.
Yeah. And it's like, wow, when I do like commit to holding myself accountable and sharing that with others. And in order to be accountable, it's like we all need support. And having other people around who are on that same, have that same desire, you know, we support each other in moving forward. And as we move forward, you know, of course, my confidence grows. I get more excited.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get excited, that means my confidence is good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I love that. I love that. And I love inviting more and more of it in. Yeah. So there you have it. In a nutshell.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
I
for
think,
you, lady?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that as we prove to ourselves that we're trustworthy, and that, you know, if you are a follower of the show, you'll know that a lot of things come down to trust for me. But I think that when I can, when I have a kind of like a proof or evidence, right, that I'm trustworthy, that I can set a, that I can make a commitment to myself and keep it, then that that proves to me that I can trust myself, which increases my confidence in my own ability. So that's definitely what it comes down to me. Seeing that I am going to stay committed to myself and then also being committed to others. But usually it's staying committed to that commitment that I made to others, not really it. So it's still involving me. Like, will I do what I said I was going to do? Will I show up in the way that I want to show up, and being accountable to that?
Yeah, I hear you. And sometimes, like, well, like this recent thing that I just did, and so I committed to it. I saw it to the end, and then I was offered to do another one, and I was like, you know, no. I've actually had two offers to do it again, and I'm like, no, I'm good. Because even though there's that part of me that wants to, yes, commit, because I mm-hmm. feel the joy of committing to it and the accomplishment and all that. And yet when I drop down within myself and out of my head and really check in deep within myself, I realize, you know what, that's really not where I'm at right now, or that is not what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what's my next thing? And listening for that, because I know there is a next thing. And listening from there, and then when I do that, then other things open up. But I, more importantly, is I can feel my own groundedness and that own personal satisfaction with being aligned within myself,
mm-hmm.
within my true self, rather than being, you know, let's say, rather than being coercing myself because of other people.
Yeah,
expecting
definitely.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Staying accountable to yourself, right? Accountable
yeah.
to your alignment, to your vision, to what's best for you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Definitely. I think that when we can say yes when we mean yes and no when we mean no, that's a huge part of being accountable.
Exactly.
What about you, Terry?
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, because I think sometimes we're talking about confidence and building confidence, and I think sometimes that we kind of equate that with with doing, you know, like you said, doing what I said I was going to do, doing, and when we can get, and I can't think of the word, I thought of it a minute ago. We can, it's kind of like tempted, but it's another word that I'm trying to think of. Flattered, maybe the word I think you're trying to think of, flattered. That when people, you know, want us to commit to something and they flatter us or they, we can sometimes mistake that for, what?
Do
you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes we can be, I think somebody said coerced, but it's just we can all of a sudden think, oh, I need to do that to be accountable because I'm really helping them and look how much they want me to do that. And we can be thrown off of really being confident by getting sucked into somebody else's expectations. And I think that you have to be really, really confident and aware of that so that you don't get sucked into somebody else's. And I don't think it's people are trying to manipulate us. It's that we maybe lack the confidence to say no, and that's what you were just talking about. And being able to say no is probably one of the most powerful indicators that we do have boundaries and we are confident enough to say no. Well, if it wasn't the right thing for us to do, then it wasn't, and something else will come along. And having that kind of confidence so that we don't get caught up in someone else's, you know, expectation or someone else's telling us that, outrightly telling us, but, you know, kind of intimating that if we don't do this for them or we don't keep going on that path, like Janet was saying, she was willing to know, yeah, they wanted me to do it again, but I had the confidence to know that that wasn't what I was supposed to do again. And I'm not going to get sucked into doing it because they are flattering me or they're, you know, telling me I'm really good at this or I did a great job or whatever, because I think sometimes that can give us false confidence. I don't know. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when we do that, when we say yes for the wrong reasons, like knowing that it's not really in our true alignment, but getting our head in there and saying, yes, it is, right? And yet deep down inside in our soul, we know it's not, but we get carried away. I think that it's not that it's wrong. Like, we'll recover from it. But what it does do is it detours us away from, on a different route, to get to the same end result. We're going to get to where we're meant to go eventually. It's just, how will we get there? And will we be able to maximize where we're going and destination? Will it be as far down or along as we want it to if we keep getting rerouted, if we keep rerouting ourselves on our path in life? So the importance of really assessing, it's not being really accountable to anybody else. It's being accountable to ourselves and our own truth.
And having the courage. And having the courage to do that. I think that's where the real confidence can come in, because if we're trying to just say we're trying to build a business, and so we do something for a group of people, they really love it and they want us to do it again, and then we think, well, if I don't follow what my soul is telling me to do and I tell them no, then maybe my business will suffer. And it's that we go through that, like you said, our head thing, instead of just saying, no, thank you, I'm glad I could work with you. It was an amazing win for me as well. And I'm moving on to the next thing, or, you know, however we say that to them. But that takes a lot of courage.
It takes a lot of courage, no. And like Kelly said earlier, it takes tremendous trust. And yet that's how we build our trust muscle. And that's how we build our accountability, is like when we get those little nudges within ourselves where our truth is really speaking to us, and having the courage, like you said, to go for it, to follow that. It's powerful.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I think anytime we choose ourselves, we choose our dream, we choose our path, and not necessarily over someone else's, we just choose us. I think that that's
right.
going to increase your confidence. And anytime you show yourself that, yes, you are important, you matter, your needs count, your, you know, the things that you do count, I think that that also is a confidence booster. And a lot of that comes through being accountable. You know, like doing your daily acknowledgments and gratitude. That's being accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, writing your intention or looking at your intention or checking in with yourself or, you know, gauging your willingness. All of those things are being accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Taking those baby steps, looking at your risks, you know, even thinking about how scary the die is, right? That thing that's so far out of your comfort zone that you couldn't even imagine doing. Just even thinking about that possibility, that's all being accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can filter all of these things through you being accountable to yourself by doing them, I think that will definitely boost your confidence because you'll see I am being productive. I am choosing myself. I am choosing what's important to me. I am, you know, loving myself and having self-care. And then when, you know, fear comes up and says, oh, you did nothing today, or look at you, you're doing all this work and you're not getting anywhere, you have all of this built up evidence to tell you, no, I'm being accountable to myself and these are the steps I'm taking and this is what's going to happen because I'm taking all these steps.
Mhm. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just like you said, everything, it all builds on itself, right? And
absolutely.
It's our willingness to continue to be on this searching path for ourselves, to continually discover where it is that we're meant to go and staying on that. And we know that when we're on it.
Mm-hmm.
We can feel it. It's such a difference. So, and yeah.
Definitely. I mean,
yeah.
I think about this podcast. We started, this is our seventh season, right? And when we first started it, I was so freaked out, right? I knew that we wanted to do it. I knew what we were going to do. I set it all up. And then it came to the time where we're actually going to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was so nervous, you know, what am I going to say? What if I say the wrong thing? What if I don't even know what to say? And after the podcast would be over, I'd text Terry and be like, did I do okay? Did I talk too much? Did I not talk enough? Did what I say make sense? Right? Just totally, you know, doubting my ability. Now, no, I don't do any of that. You know, I completely trust that we're going to get on. We're going to all say what we need to say. And someone's going to hear what they need to hear. And that's a huge confidence booster. And it was because I was accountable to myself. I took all of the steps that I needed to get me to the point where we started. And then every week I show up. Every week I show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the show. And I get the guest coaches. And I don't question myself anymore. I am definitely more confident when it comes to this. And I have been for quite a while, not saying this just happened, but it's through the doing. I showed up every week and I was accountable to myself. I was accountable to the commitments I made and I grew to trust myself. I grew in confidence and now I know I'm going to sit down and what I need to say is going to come out of my mouth. And the coach that we've picked is going to say exactly what the listeners need to hear. And it's all going to be a great episode. And I don't even doubt it at all. Have total confidence in it. And that mm-hmm. came from just showing up every time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then when you're on these, I mean, I hear you trust everything. You know that it's going to flow, as you said, and people are going to get what it is they're meant to get, and everyone's going to speak what it is that someone else is meant to hear. So you completely trust yourself, and don't you feel very much in the flow?
Yeah. I don't stress.
Right. Yeah.
I just trust. And
the more you build that accountable muscle, the more this occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And the more consistency, like you show up and you show up week after week, week after week, and all of a sudden, here you are.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like when you go to a regular job, right? Or whatever profession you do, when you first start, it's like, ooh, crap. But then it goes, wow. It becomes autopilot. And the beauty is when you're following your purpose and your passion, oh, then it's like flow all day.
Yeah.
Right? You know you're in your zone. You know you're on your path.
Yeah. Terry, would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's just, I think you're being alive, you know, you're being true to yourself. You are honoring your processing and you're trusting yourself. And that, I think that's probably the greatest confidence builder there is. And it occurs over time as you continue to trust yourself and to move forward. And I mean, you were talking about doing this show and, I mean, I've watched Kelly go from, you know, not trusting herself to trusting herself, and it's a beautiful thing to watch, and it creates an energy that allows the guests and allows me, and as we work together as a body serving our listeners, it just. It feels right. It just feels right, and it builds confidence. And I don't stress over the show. I just, like Kelly said, we come on. We trust that our guests will be exactly what they need to be in order to, you know, if there's one person listening that needed to hear that, great. That's that. We're just here to serve. We're here to be a conduit to help people to live fearlessly, and we share with them tools that can assist them to do that. And we just, you know, we trust it. We've done it now for 7 years, and it just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
key is consistency.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. So we are almost out of time. So I want to give you, Janet, a couple minutes to say if there was one thing that you would want our listeners to get from our conversation tonight, what would it be?
It would be to go within and listen to what comes up for you as to your next step, as in each for each day, and self to attend to that every day. You know, it's like you guys, a perfect example with what you said, Kelly, was with the show. You know, that you guys are doing this for 7 years already, and where you are now versus where you were when you started, it's the same mm-hmm. with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do. And so you can hear, I can hear, and I'm sure all the listeners can hear, the confidence that you have, and Terry, in doing the show week after week after week. That is a humongous commitment. And yet you do it every
mm-hmm.
week. So no matter what you choose to focus in on, like, this is what I want for myself. Committing to that, and you know, whether it be getting another person to, or other people to share accountability with it, great, do it. Do whatever it takes to hold you accountable to going in the direction that you want to go in, because none of us can do it by ourselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, I love that you talked about accountability partners, because I think that that's again takes courage and vulnerability to ask for that. And the more confident you become, the more ease there is to ask for help. And truly, we can't be fearless alone. And in order to build our confidence muscle, as you've talked about before, we can reach out and we can get help for that. And I think that's something that really is important.
And mm-hmm. on that same line, knowing, like, if you have a hard time reaching out for help, knowing you do not know the impact you have on another human being that you reach out to, that they are probably wanting the same thing or needing
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
You
yep.
know, the same accountability. And it's like, wow, if any of us are unwilling to put ourselves out there, what is the damaging effect on the other person? So it's like, oh, if I have a choice, do I want to support another person? Well, yeah. Then I'm going to say, I need accountability. What about you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely.
I know when people have reached out to me to be accountability partner, in the end, I'm not sure that I wasn't the person that ended up, you know, needing the accountability partner. And it's really, for me, it usually almost always turns out to be an amazing opportunity for myself to grow as well.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Yeah, I have two accountability partners and for different things. And it is awesome. Like, I have one that I send my gratitudes and my acknowledgments to every day. And it has kept me being consistent with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think that, you know, anytime you can set yourself up for success, do it. So
we
have like seconds left. So I'm so sorry to cut you off, because I know that you were going to say something amazing. But we thank you so much for being here. And we want to remind our listeners that the 12 steps to Freedom are created by Rhonda Britton, the founder and CEO of Fearless Living. And if you'd like to know more about Fearless Living, go to fearlessliving.org, and you can find out all kinds of great stuff about Rhonda and everything Fearless Living has to offer. Also, you can find Terry and me on Facebook at Fearless Generations or LinkedIn or Instagram, and you can find our website at fearlessgenerations.org, where also all the links to these podcasts are. So thank you so much, everyone. We'll see you next, or we'll hear you. You'll hear us next week.
Thank you, Janet.
And until then,
thank
be
you.
Fearless.
Good night.
Night.